You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Here on 1FM live and local on your Nichols Votes election special. We're now joined on the line by the Liberal candidate for Nichols, Steve Brooks. Good evening, Steve.
G'day, Terry. How are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. I am sitting in the studio here with Darren Linton of the Shepparton News and Anthony Brophy. I'm sure they both want to say hello.
Brooksy.
Gentlemen.
G'day, Steve. G'day. How are you feeling?
Look, I'm here with a bunch of supporters, still waiting for some scrutineers to come back in and some family. I had a couple of mates come from Melbourne to help with the booths, and as well as some flying from Brisbane, actually. So it's pretty social, but yeah, I guess we're still sort of watching results come in. But Sam looks like he's doing well, and Priestley's doing really well in other places too. So it's proven to be interesting.
I must congratulate you on your campaign, Steve, because you, as we've discussed before, you were starting from scratch, really, in terms of recognition across such a broad electorate,
and money,
and that's right. So you really, in a lot of ways, had an equally steep hill to climb as Rob Priestley did, starting from scratch.
Oh, look, it's been the whole. Thanks, Darren. I appreciate that. It's been the whole thing. I always thought, you know, give it your best, leave it all on the table, and ultimately, it's not my decision to make. But you know, the whole thing, other than pre-poll, that's can be a bit excruciating. But the whole thing has been great. So I've really enjoyed.
Given the excruciating part of pre-poll was probably the couple of days last week where it poured rain,
yeah,
and was freezing cold, I also should congratulate you on the smartest political decision made during this campaign.
And rugby
tops. That was to go with the Liberal Party rugby tops rather than the traditional party T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm a little disturbed that a couple of things. One, I think my dog is more popular than I ever was as a candidate, and I think my rugby jumpers got more attention from voters than what I was saying. So there's something to learn from that.
look smart always, and have a dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Great decision on that, Steve. Just looking at the tally room and the official figures, and obviously your scrutineers will be more updated than what perhaps we are, but 60 of the 75 booths have been returned, and
yep.
And looking at the figures there, the Nationals have got 27% of the vote that's been counted. Rob Priestley, 26.8%, so it's really, really close in terms of the first preferences, but yourself is 15, nearly 16%. That's pretty much stayed the path over the last hour that we've been looking at that. Did you get a feel, particularly in the pre-polls, which we haven't seen, so obviously the booths will come in, and some of the bigger ones we're waiting on, of course, as well. Did you get a feel of perhaps where your preferences would have gone in terms of, would they have, people, your supporters, followed the how-to-vote card, or would they have gone their own way, and in which case we don't know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The only thing I'd say about pre-poll is I saw the Cobram booth, which I won by a fairly significant margin, which
yep.
is nice, because that's my hometown.
Exactly.
So I always go back there knowing that more people like me than not. But, I think Liberal voters, I don't know. Like, I don't know the history. Usually Liberal voters will follow the card more reliably than others. But at the same time, I think because this campaign was around personalities, there might be people who would have voted for me as a candidate and then, you know, strayed and voted for example, Rob. As a second preference because they didn't want to, you know, vote National. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that'll play out, but I guess that's what we'll all watch and see.
So, Steve, are you conceding that there's no chance for you to get up at this stage?
I mean, to be honest, when you just set those numbers, because I've got my scrutineers have written stuff in, but I think our coordination is not as sophisticated as you guys might think. It's sitting on bits of paper on a round table and everyone's standing up at the bar, not paying too much attention to those bits of paper on the table. So when you said that, so it's 27, 26, and I'm at 16, am I?
Yeah, pretty much. That's only nearly 40,000 votes counted. So there's still the pre-polls, there's postals, and there's
yeah.
You know, obviously the bigger booths to still come in.
Yeah, so I think, well, hopefully from what I've seen from Cobram and some of the other pre-polls, they look quite good for me for what I've seen. So I just don't know how that translates into percentage. So certainly not conceding, but I'm just not probably paying as much attention as I should, because I think
I can tell you that the Cobram pre-polls are not counted in that vote, so
okay. Yeah,
they're not in as yet, and yeah, smart decision to come from Cobram, because you carried Cobram, and Sam I'm sure would have carried Talamba.
Yep.
And Rob definitely carried Katandra. I'd much rather be in your position with the larger population of Cobram.
Yeah, yes. No, but look, we did actually agree to have a beer at 6 o'clock, which was good because you know we figured it was the end of the game. So 6 o'clock, we went and had a beer at the terminus, which was good because it was before the results came in.
Who did you have a beer with?
So I had with Rob and Sam.
Good, good. Now that would have been a good photo.
Nice to hear that.
I proposed to have a beer with both of them because I thought, you know, it's been a good campaign, but ultimately we all have to move on and live in the same community. And
I think we've all
have done a good job. So it was good.
I was just going to say on that everybody. I think the campaign that everybody ran and part of being it being such a contested election in Nicholls is that there was so much conversation and focus about Nicholls for the majority of the campaign. Let's leave aside a bit of negativity from the Nats in the last week. But how difficult was it for you to campaign where you're trying to win for the Liberals?
Yeah.
But ultimately, at most of the events, you end up being the one person standing under a Liberal umbrella with a bunch of people standing under Nationals umbrellas you have that coalition effect.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm always happy to stand by myself as a Liberal in a room full of Nats and will always happily stand that way. But, I think a lot of the message can be lost, you know, when you've got National Party ministers. People who may not pay too much attention will just, you know, associate that with the National Party and not necessarily the Liberal Party. But, you know, again, the result is the result, and I tend not to go back over, you know, how difficult it was in certain areas, because really I got a fair run, I was heard, I was able to make my point, and ultimately people either agreed with that point or they decided that the National Party or Rob Priestley would be the better option, and ultimately that's their decision to make. You know, that's democracy. So
would it be fair to say, as an analyst pointed out to me a week or so ago, that the Libs put all their eggs into the basket in Indi, and the Nats put all their eggs in the Nicholls basket?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely felt, you know, the National Party's focus in Victoria was to win Nicholls. So, you know, if you imagine that the Liberal Party's sole focus was to win one seat, then, you know, I'm sure, you know, you'd feel that sort of differently. But ultimately, I genuinely do believe that we are better served by having a Member of Parliament inside, you know, a governing party. And as good a bloke as Rob is, I still think, you know, we will get better outcomes for everyone. Having someone at that table, and it could be my best friend standing as an independent, but I will still say that it needs to be someone who can sit at the table and actually bang the table, tip it over if needs be, and say, this is what is right for my community. And I'd hoped to be that person, but, you know, we'll just see how that plays out.
Rob, I know you've got to get going back to your supporters, and we've got to move on.
Yes, Steve, you just said Rob.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Don't worry, we're going to take him off air now, don't worry, Steve.
Steve, outstanding candidacy. Well done. You can certainly hold your head high, and we certainly hope to be seeing more of you.
I don't think we've heard the last of you.
No, absolutely not.
Just look after Luna.
Of course.
She's been one of your biggest assets. No. Well done, Steve. Great to have met you during the campaign. Wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks, guys.
Terrific. Well done, Steve.
See ya. Bye.
That is Steve. I was going to say Steve Nicholls. Steve Brooks, the Liberal candidate for Nicholls.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.